神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are very happy to be with you again today.
今天很高兴再次跟您在节目中见面。
We're going to be talking about something that is not really pleasant, but all of us will experience it at one time or another in our lives.
今天我们要谈的是不是很愉快的主题，但是却是每一个人在人生里面偶尔都会碰上的经验。
And that is grief.
那就是伤痛。
You see, grief is a deep sorrow.
伤痛是心深处的一种伤心。
That's caused by a loss or an impending, or you know there's going to be a loss.
有时候是基于你快要丧失什么，或者是已经丧失了什么而引起的。
And this loss has a great emotional value to you.
那在这个丧失这个损失里面呢，关系到你的情绪上面的。
You see, there are three basic needs that we have, that must be met.
我们人有三个基本的需要，一定要能够满足。
One is love.
第一个是爱。
Or belonging.
或者是归属。
Another is significance, what I really am.
第二个是意义，到底我是谁。
Or the purpose of my life.
还是说呢，我人生的目的在哪里。
And then of course we need security.
当然我们也需要第三个，就是安全感。
Now when we come to the time in our life when we lose a love.
当我们人生里面失去爱的时候。
Someone that we have depended on and cared for and have great emotional attachment to.
比如说有一个是我们在感情方面或者是我们所依赖的这样的一个人丧失了。
It might be the loss of your husband or your wife.
或许是先生或许是太太。
For some, it might be your parents, one of your parents.
有时是你的父母亲。
I think one of the great losses is the loss of a child.
那最大的这种丧失损失就是孩子。
Even the loss of a friend can touch us deeply.
有时候失去一个很好的朋友也会让你心深处很哀痛。
And to a child, the love of a pet can really touch him.
对一个孩子来说呢，即使是一个宠物的丧失也一样会伤害他。
Now when we face these, we feel the deep sorrow and sadness.
所以当我们面对这些损失的时候，我们心里面有很深很深的难过。
Now let's look at some of the losses that we might feel in the purpose and the meaning of our life.
那有一些损失呢，在我们人生里面的意义，我们来看一看。
Sometimes it's a loss of our health.
那比如说呢，你的健康。
Many times it might be the loss of our achievements, the things that we have done, and now they're gone.
有时候是属于你自己的成就，过去的成就现在没有了。
Sometimes it's a loss of our job.
有时候是你的工作失去了。
Or maybe our reputation.
有时候是你的名誉。
Or our freedom.
还是你的自由。
These are some losses that can really bring some sorrow and sadness into our lives.
这些的损失都会带来你心里面很深的伤痛。
And then we think of the loss of security.
那接下来我们看一看我们安全感的这种丧失。
Of course, when you lose your companion, the security of your life seems to be gone.
比如说你的伴侣 没有了，然后你就没有了安全感。
Sometimes the loss of our home.
有时候家没有了。
By tragedy, by fire, by earthquake.
有时候天灾或者是任何的地震或者是火灾把你的家弄不见了。
Today, a big loss is finances.
那今天的这个社会的最大的损失大概就是经济、金钱方面。
When people lose their money, when they lose their security that they feel like their money gives them.
那有很多人因为把钱当作安全感，所以如果钱没有的时候呢，他们就失去了安全感。
Sometimes it's a loss of physical ability. A stroke may do it, or an accident.
有时候因为中风或者是意外，然后失去了身体的力量。
Sometimes for a child that goes off to college or must go away to some place, they have a loss of their family, feeling secure in their family.
有时候一个孩子需要离家到远的地方去工作或者是上学，然后他们会觉得他们失去了跟家里面的这种安全感。
Now we have to recognize that all of us are going to face this.
你要知道每一个人都要面对这种经验的。
There are some that are able to face it and go through it, this grief period,and overcome it.
有很多人他们有能力来面对这些丧失，然后呢他们就会经过这个伤痛的阶段，然后就克服过去了。
Actually, grief, going through the steps of grief is really what we have to do.
那怎么样能够经过这个伤痛的过程是我们应该要知道的。
So we can see then that in a sense there is a healthy grief.
好，让我们所经历的是一个健康性的伤痛。
But then there are those that time in some lives that we have an unhealthy type of grief.
但是也有很多人的人生经历的是那种不健全，就是不健康的这种伤痛过程。
Sometimes it's a grief that's sort of a chronic grief. We just don't get over. It's a long time before we have any sense of acceptance.
有时候有一个人他面对伤痛的时候他没有办法过去，所以就让他持续的在心里面，然后一直不接纳他。
And this is very unhealthy for a person.
这个是很不健康的。
Yes, there are, as I said, the healthy grief will help us, but unhealthy grief cripples us.
健康性的这种伤痛过程会帮助我们走过来，但是不健康的伤痛的话会让我们变成好像一个残障一样。
You see, grief really works out of us that sadness and despair.
因为伤痛会在我们的里面，在我们的心里面来啃吃我们。
Let me talk to you about the stages of healthy grief.
那我要来跟你谈一谈健康性的，就比较正常的这种伤痛过程。
Now, as I said, these losses that I've told you about are very real.
那刚才我谈过那些损失，那些丧失是很真实的。
So when it first happens, there are some feelings that you experience.
所以刚刚发生的时候呢，你在你的情绪上的感受上一定有很强烈的一个感受。
I had a dear friend that she and her husband, daughter-in-law, and baby were killed instantly in an accident or killed in an accident.
我有一个很好的朋友，他跟他的先生、媳妇还有孙女呢，在一个很突然的意外车祸里面丧失了。
And I know what I experienced as I felt shocked.
那个时候我的经验就是我非常的惊讶。
Sometimes when we have this loss, we feel a shock as if we're numb.
当我们一下子损失我们所爱的人的时候呢，我们好像感觉麻木了。
There are those who have gone through earthquakes and they've lost their homes and sometimes their families.
比如说呢，他们经过这种一下来的这种地震也好，或者是失去家庭、失去家人，都是很震惊的。
They're numb and they're shocked and they're crying, they're weeping bitterly.
那震惊呢，我们就会有那种很大的这种哭嚎，或者是我们会流泪不停。
Sometimes when the phone rings and a hospital calls and says, your son was in an accident and he's dead.
有时候接到个电话告诉你，你的孩子因为 车祸，然后意外丧生。
Maybe the first thought you think of is you deny it. No, that can't possibly be.
那么首先你可能会想说，不可能，不可能，不是我孩子。
He just left the house a little while ago.
他才刚刚出去呢。
Maybe suddenly the stock market goes down and you lose all of your money.
还是说你的股票的市场呢，因为跌落，一下子你失去很多钱。
And you think this is impossible and you begin to deny it.
然后你就觉得不可能，你就开始拒绝它。
You call, you try to find out, you try to get information, but your first thought is you deny it.
你一直打电话，然后一直想要询问，因为呢，你心里面拒绝这个事实。
Other feelings may be fearfulness.
另外可能有恐惧的这种感受。
Maybe you feel trapped, you don't know which way to go.
然后你就不晓得该怎么办，束手无策。
You feel a bit confused.
你已经混淆了。
And you feel like you can't sleep.
然后你就发现你不能睡觉了。
And so in this crisis stage, these things may be, they're very real and they're very part of us, they're very healthy.
那么这个危机来的时候呢，你碰到这些危机的时候呢，你有这种不能睡觉或者是束手无策、恐慌这样的现象是很健康的，是很自然的。
For it seems like first thing is a cushion comes around our emotions.
那好像一下子你的情绪上受到了那种震动。
But then as it wears off, then the deep hurt begins.
那当这个震动过去之后呢，你的这种伤痛呢就会比较往深处走。
Then you enter another stage.
你就要进入另外一个过程。
Sometimes it's anger.
那接下来有时候是生气。
Very angry at the situation.
对于情况的发生非常的愤怒。
Maybe there's an anguish, you're there weeping, and for days you weep every day, and you wring your hands, and you're in deep anguish.
你在几天里面呢，一直不但难过的哭，而且呢非常的生气，然后你会有一些肢体上的不自觉的动作。
Maybe you feel guilty.
有时候你会觉得愧疚。
If I hadn't let my son go, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
如果不让我的孩子去的话，这事情就不会发生。
If I had been more careful in my job, maybe I wouldn't have lost.
如果我小心一点的话，我工作可能就不会失掉了。
And then there may come depression.
接下来就是沮丧。
You feel hopeless, like there's no hope.
你会觉得你绝望了，没有希望了。
Sometimes when the doctor looks at you and says, I'm sorry, but you have cancer.
当医生告诉你说很抱歉，我发现你有癌症的时候。
And there's nothing we can do about it.
而且呢，医生告诉你说已经没有什么样的方法可以帮助你了。
We go through shock.
那个时候你震惊。
Sometimes we try to deny it.
接下去你要拒绝这个事实。
And then we begin to bargaining.
然后你就开始有一种里面的那种挣扎计较。
Even some of you may not even believe in God, but you begin to bargain with him.
那即使你不相信有神，你就对这个你不认识的神开始跟他抱怨。
If you only give me my health back.
有时候呢你或许跟他
I'll do better, I'll be better.
或许你跟他做一种交易，你说如果你有神的话，那你好不好给我多几年，然后我会改变。
Sometimes when you lose and divorce and you recognize and you're in that grief and you say, but I'll be a better husband, I'll do better.
比如说像你在面对要离婚的时候呢，你非常后悔，然后你就跟你的先生或太太说呢，再给我时间，再给我机会，我会更好的。
And then a loneliness may come over you.
接下去呢，你有那种孤单的这种感觉。
And a lot of times resentment.
那里面也带着这种恼恨。
Why me?
为什么是我？
Why our house?
为什么是我的家？
Why my job?
为什么是我的工作？
Why is it I failed in my finances?
为什么是我失去那些钱？
And so you go through that stage.
那这个阶段你也会经过。
This is not wrong. This isn't unhealthy.
那这种是很自然的，是很健康的。
This is a part of our defense mechanism that we have.
这是我们人自然的一个防卫作用的一个过程。
But we have to come to a place of acceptance.
那接下去你一定要走过这个进入接受的这样的一个阶段。
You see, when we have unhealthy grief, it's because we never get to the place of accepting what has happened.
如果你经过这些伤痛的时候，然后你从来没有走过去，而且呢是一个不健康的伤痛的话，那就表示你从来没有进入这个第三个接受、接纳为事实的这样的一个阶段。
Some say I can never get over my grief.
所以你就没有办法来走出你自己的伤痛。
And so they go on, even year after year, under this depression, under this resentment, under a lot of different feelings.
即使过了好多年，还是在那种沮丧，还有在那种伤痛、生气的下面。
But actually, you and I, as we come to the stage of looking at this and beginning to accept what's happened.
那你跟我经过这些伤痛的经历的时候呢，我们走啊，走到这个阶段，就是我们接纳这个事实。
No, we don't understand it.
或许你不了解。
We'll never know why.
你也不晓得为什么，你也永远找不到原因。
But we have gone through this experience.
但是经过了这个阶段。
And those who come out healthy will use this experience that they may be a better person.
一个健康的伤痛过程，让我们从这样的一个经验，让我们比以前更好。
For many people, it brings us face to face with God.
有时候因为这一些过程呢，带我们到神的面前去。
It humbles us before Him.
把我们的心呢，啊，让我们更谦卑。
And actually, we may become a more humble person before others.
我们会在人的面前比较谦恭。
It awakens something in us called compassion.
那会把我们里面的一种同情心呢唤醒起来。
You see, we watch someone else now going through the same thing we did, and there's an ache in our heart for them.
当你看着别人经历你同样的经历的时候，你心里面就有跟他有同样的那种痛的感觉。
We can really cry with them.
然后我们就可以跟他们同哭。
From a very sincere heart.
用一个很诚恳的心跟他们同哀哭。
Actually, we begin to accept people.
接下来我们就开始接纳人。
Some people try to be so strong in their life.
有很多人在人生里面扮演一个很刚强的角色。
But when a loss comes and a grief follows, something inside of them, they know then that they are not as strong as they thought they were.
一直到他们丧失了或者是损失了什么的时候，他们才发现原来自己不是那么的刚强，而是脆弱的。
Actually, this happens to some people who try to feel like they're strong enough to face it, that what they do is they repress their grief, they push it down.
那有一些人呢，他们面对这些问题的时候呢，他们把它压制到里面去，然后勉强逞强着要去来面对它。
And actually, this is very difficult on your physical and your mental emotions.
这样子对你的健康也好，你的这种意念也好，或者情绪也好，都是有很大的一个很困难的一种伤害。
It's better when we're able to look now at other people and accept some of their weaknesses that we see.
最好是我们都承认我们都有软弱，而且也接纳别人的软弱。
Because we know how life can hand us some very hard situations.
因为生命呢，在你不其然的时候，会把一个很艰难的经验带到你的生命当中来。
And where my wife, my friend, my neighbor seems so weak, now I understand some of that weakness.
你经历那些的时候，你就了解为什么你的邻居你的妻子或先生，你的亲人朋友，为什么他们会那么的软弱？
Actually, it can build in you a greater acceptance for others.
这样的话也可以扩充你的那种对别人的包容度。
Grief can sort of bring you down to the same level with all the rest of humanity.
伤痛会把你带下来到别人一样的那种层次。
When the sunshine is gone.
当阳光不见了。
When day after day, the weeping and the hurting and the resentment and finally peace comes.
当你每一天埋在那种哭泣还有生气的这样的一个里面的时候，慢慢的你心里面平静下来了。
And we begin to appreciate others that have gone through the same thing.
我们就开始对那些经过的人有一些敬佩，有一些感恩。
Now, it means that we've gone through some experiences.
那这样子是要经过一些经历的。
And now we must experience leaving that loss behind us.
接下来就要把那个丧失，那个损失呢，把它摆到后面去了。
No matter how much we grieve, it will never bring it back.
记得不管你有多大的伤痛，那些损失是不再回来了。
Yes, my child died.
是的，孩子已经死了。
I wept.
我哭了。
I hurt.
我很伤痛。
I was in depression.
我受伤害，我有沮丧。
I went through loneliness.
我很孤单。
My arms felt very empty.
我的心里面是空虚的。
But little by little, I began to heal through this.
但是经过这些阶段呢，我开始慢慢的再次痊愈起来。
And finally, I just had to bury my child.
所以最后呢，我的心里要把我的孩子真的把他埋掉了。
Not in the ground. We've already done that.
当然，你已经把他的尸体埋在地下了。
But in my heart, I have to say goodbye.
那从的心里面对着孩子说再见。
You see, this is the wonderful thing about Christianity.
这个就是基督徒、基督教的信仰美的地方。
As a Christian, we know that we are going to a place that our Heavenly Father has prepared for us.
身为基督徒，我们知道我们死后是要到那个天父上帝我们预备的地方去的。
So to us, it's not a final goodbye.
所以对我们来讲不是最后的诀别。
But sometimes, to others whose belief and thinking is different, it has to be a final goodbye.
但是对于那不信的、没有信仰或者是不晓得以后要往哪里去的人呢，死亡就是诀别了。
Finally, we accept the fact that we've lost our finances.
所以这个最后我们就来接纳、接受说我们真的是失去了。
We have to accept the fact that our security is gone.
你要接受说我的安全感已经不见了。
And I must look now toward the future.
所以呢，我现在要向着前面的未来来展望。
A person in grief thinks there is no future.
那当一个人埋在伤痛里面的时候，他是没有未来的。
But there is.
但是我们是有未来的。
As time and as we accept it, we begin to get new hope for the future.
当你接受它，然后面对它之后呢，你开始就有一个对于未来的希望。
We may actually have to experience a different pattern in our life.
或许人生的形态模式已经改了。
Maybe a wife, her husband has died.
比如说先生或妻子死了。
She doesn't even know how to pay bills.
然后呢，或许太太根本不晓得该怎么样来付这些账单。
She's been home and has been raising the children.
因为以前在家里面只有带孩子。
And suddenly now, she's going to have to make a living.
那么现在这个太太必须要维持家计。
She must learn how to pay the bills.
她就需要开始知道怎么样来付这些账单。
She's the one now that has to take care of the children.
她必须要整个来带领这些孩子。
A whole new pattern comes in her life.
全部的形态都改变了。
And maybe there comes a new purpose in our life.
这样子的话也带给你生命新的目的。
Some of you have worked all of your life to make money.
很多人人生里面只有一个目标，就是赚钱。
You've banked it, you put it in stocks, you put it in the bonds, you've done all of that, and suddenly something happens, and there's a collapse of the market, and it's all gone.
或许你一生里面就是在赚钱，然后存入银行，放在这种股票里面投资，一下子没有的时候。
And you went through the grief experience.
你经历了伤痛。
Now,Maybe it has sparked in you a new purpose in life.
或许就因为这样子让你开始面对有了一个新的人生的目的。
Maybe you begin to understand that money isn't the answer.
你开始想到说原来钱不是人生的答案。
That building relationships is more wonderful and more lasting.
你开始想到或许人跟人的关系的建立比这个更有价值。
See, we can go through these experiences and come out a better person.
所以当你经过这些经历伤痛经历的时候呢，你可以变成一个更好的一个人生。
Oh, never will forget what has happened.
当然你不会忘记所经历的。
There'll always be something there that person or that thing will be there.
当然那件事情你是会永远记得的。
Now, I want to talk about those people who repress their grief, that holds their griefdown and doesn't allow it to express itself.
然后我要谈一谈有些人呢，他们就把那个伤痛压制到心里面去，永远不表达的人。
Those people usually begin by denying their grief.
那么他们首先呢，他们会拒绝表达他们的那种伤心。
That doesn't matter to me.
我不会怎么样，我很好。
After all, life is that way, and death is going to come, and I just have to accept it.
反正人生就是这样子嘛，反正生死是人生的常事，我就是接受而已。
And then in your mind, you only select little memories that you want to remember. The rest you try to push aside.
然后你就只有自己选择 一些记忆你要记得，其他你想把它忘掉。
You don't let yourself get emotionally involved. You don't want to cry. You don't cry.
你不想哭，你的情绪呢，一点都不想动。
You say crying is weakness.
因为你认为哭泣是软弱的表现。
God gave us the ability of tears more than just to clean our eyes with.
上帝创造人给我们眼泪，不是只有让它来洗我们的眼睛而已。
Tears is a way of expressing what's deep in the heart.
眼泪是来表达我们心深处的感觉。
And sometimes we're taught in our society and culture that crying is weakness.
有时候呢，我们的社会有这样子的一个表现，就是说，如果我们哭泣的话，就是软弱。
Under the right circumstances and grief, crying is a release that God has given us. It's like a release valve to get that emotions out.
但是在神的创造里面呢，有时候哭泣能够哭出来是一种释放，一种发泄，一种自由，就像好像有一个洞让它流出去一样。
But they keep pushing it down.
但是呢，很多人把它们压制下去了。
They try to reason it and give a good reason why this thing happened.
给自己一些理由来解释，来强解，然后呢，就是认为这个就是这样发生的。
And so they suppress this and keep suppressing it and think.That they've gotten over it well.
一直到他把他压到自己认为说好像没事了。
But my friend, it will come up, it will come out, it will break you eventually.
但是这些压制下去的这些伤痛呢，它会开始往上面来，然后它也会表达出来，它会能够会暴露出来。有一天呢，甚至会让你碎了心。
You see.God made us, and He made us in such a way that He knows what we need.
神造人，他当然知道我们需要什么。
In the Word of God, He often says, "How often would He like to draw us close to Him, but we would not?"
神的话告诉我们，他很多时候希望我们能够靠近他，可是我们不肯。
We steal our thinking toward God and say, "There is no God."
我们告诉自己说呢，根本没有神。
We said we've been taught that way.
因为呢，有人这样子教导你。
But my friend, there is a vacuum deep inside of our soul that longs for the God who made us.
但是你要知道，在人的心里面有一个空处，有一个空洞，就是神自己才可以填满的。
And He really wants to be to you what you need.
我们的神，他真的想要满足你心里面的那个需要。
But I know by experience.That when grief comes and you go through these steps, He is going with you.
我确定，当你经历了这些伤痛的过程，你在这些伤痛的过程里面很难过的时候，神他必定跟你同在。
He gives strength where there is no strength.
当你没有力量的时候，他给你力量。
He gives you peace when there is no peace.
当你心里面不安静的时候，他给你平安。
He is the God who knows how to take care of us in the midst of our grief.
他就是那一位在我们伤痛的过程当中呢，他知道怎么样来帮助我们的神。
Some of you have been going through grief for years and years.
在我们当中或许有人已经好几年来都在伤痛里面。
It's time now that you find help for that.
现在是你需要得到帮助的时候。
And God said He can help us.
上帝说，他可以帮助你，他要靠近伤心的人。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。